From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome again.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
What did you make of yesterday, Fonterra? We got it, I think, from memory at about 8:30. It looked, pure numbers-wise, looked pretty good.
Yeah, Mike, look, we'll talk about the market afterwards because we've got to do the compulsory 24-hour checking on that at the moment. Yeah, I wanted to go back and look at Fonterra and global dairy trade and use this as a bit of a starting point to talk about agriculture because, you know, we do have these central pillars to our economy, don't we? Tourism, agriculture, the service sector, and, you know, we're pretty wrapped up in the tough times that the tourism sector is taking at the moment. But we need to also, I just think, you know, every now and then have a look at the things that are actually going to be okay through what will be a fairly disruptive period. So that global dairy trade, yeah, got lost in the virus-laden headlines, didn't it? We saw it weaken off, so headline index down 3.9%. But I just wanted to make the point, I didn't have time yesterday, in the context of the recent financial market volatility, it could have been a lot worse. The futures pricing were indicating great weakness in those key commodities. So it actually was a sort of strangely positive outcome, and it puts focus back on the industry. And as I said, if tourism is going to be tough this year, we don't want to sort of see a double whammy on the export front. So Fonterra released its half-year result. They've been out of the spotlight lately, which is a good place to be when you're trying to sort of drive transformation through a business. Look at their results. They are making progress towards the key aspects of that transformation. They've had a big change in management, obviously. Theo Spearing's gone, Miles Harrell is in. They've had changes at the board, and they had pretty ugly financial performance. But it's good to see that financial performance has improved. Normalised earnings, $584 million. Was $312 million in the previous period. So they've increased their earnings, they've reduced their operating expenses. Pretty importantly, Mike, they've reduced their debt. That was a big issue for them sort of 12 to 18 months ago. It was $7.4 billion, now $5.8 billion. They've moved the problematic China farms into what they call held for sale or discontinued operations. Look, they have pulled the interim dividend, but they haven't changed their guidance for the full year. That's probably a prudent measure. So look, plenty of focus on tourism at the moment, but I think, Mike, that still exporting food at the moment is a pretty good place to be.
And 7 to 760, they're pretty good numbers. There'll be plenty of farmers happy to see that, I would have thought.
Dead right.
Now, the market, what are you talking, 1,800 down, 8.5% right now?
Yeah, here we go. One thing I just want to talk about, I've been banging on about the New Zealand dollar and how volatile it's been. Well, it's been a big mover in the last 24 hours. We've had a bit of free fall on the Kiwi together with the Australian dollar. The Kiwi dollar was holding in there over 60 cents. It had a sort of a couple of flickers underneath that level, but overnight, though, it's given up the ghost, really. It found a bit of support at 59.50. As I look at it now, 0.5717. Jeez. So it has fallen like a bit of a stone. So look, it is acting as a bit of a pressure valve, and that's what a floating exchange rate should do, but we are at decade lows. The last time we were down here was during the GFC, sort of late 2008. I would point out the low then was 0.4895. So Kiwi dollar a lot weaker. We briefly flirted with parity on a Kiwi Aussie cross. I think I saw it at 0.9995, but currently at 0.9947. Yeah, US stock market giving up all the gains. They hit the circuit breaker a little while ago, so they were down 7%. Now down 1,800 points, 8.41%. But you need to look at the S&P 500, Mike, because the Dow Jones has got Boeing in there. There's only 30 stocks in the Dow Jones, and so Boeing having a big influence on the Dow Jones. NZX 50 hung in there pretty well yesterday, up 20 points. We've seen some carnage in the oil market. That big grunty car of yours is going to be cheaper to fill up at some stage if all of the loss in oil isn't going to be offset by the falling dollar. Interest rates, we've actually seen government stock rates go up. That's because everyone's thinking that they're going to have to borrow more. But look, it's fun times. I'm just still thinking about that other career, Mike. There must be another career.
What are the numbers?
19,476 on the Dow, down 1,756 points, 8.2%. 2351 on the S&P 500, down 177, only down 7%. How comforting. 6850 on the NASDAQ, down 488, 6.67. The FTSE 100 lost 197 points, 3.7%, 5097. The Nikkei, 16,726, down 284. Shanghai Composite, 2728, down 51, or 1.8%. The ASX 200 lost 340 points yesterday, 4953. And we were up 20 on the NZX 50. Hoorah! 9454, 0.22%. The currencies, Kiwi dollar, all over the shop, but at the moment, 0.5719 against the US, 0.9955 against the Aussie, against the euro, 0.5284, against the pound, 0.4960, against the yen, 61.96. Gold, there's no haven in gold at the moment. It's fallen quite a lot, $1,485. Brent crude, I don't know how many year lows we've got on this, Mike, $25.58.
They said teens before the end of the year. Anyway, we'll see. You go have a breather and some breakfast, and we'll see you tomorrow. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher at jmawealth.co.nz.